Welcome to Lanya, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by the president of the University of Louisiana, Monroe, Dr. Nick Bruno. Dr. Bruno, thanks for joining us today.
Corey, thanks for having me.
Had you here today to talk a little bit about this new kind of a game-changing proposal that folks have come up with. The Monroe business community, some folks came up with this and brought it to you. And it's called Vision 2031. Tell me a little bit about what this proposal is that is for the economic growth of Ouachita Parish.
Corey, you're right. There was a group of gentlemen, mostly retired individuals, that for quite a while have explored the idea of what can ULM do to help expand the economic impact as well as create jobs here in Ouachita Parish. Many of these men were former administrators at various banks and other businesses across the community. But now they're focused on how to make the community better. What do they leave behind that's better than when they found it? So they talked about this. They came to me initially. I was not real enthusiastic about it, but as I saw their energy and commitment to this, I agreed to help put a plan together, which is 2031, that will do economic impact and expand jobs in the community and transform this community into something pretty special.
You know, a lot of businesses, sometimes they want to come here, and there are a lot of reasons they don't. Sometimes there are things that businesses need to attract, hip young folks and scientists and things like that, and sometimes we're lacking in those areas. So what are the four areas that that attract businesses and that this plan kind of highlights?
Well, interestingly, one of the highest demand areas is quality of life. What can their employees do here in the area? When you move individuals from other parts of the country into our area where hunting, fishing, outdoor events are, big and popular, these employees are not as enthusiastic about those in some cases. So they look for areas that they can ride their bicycles safely, where they can go to performing arts events, where they can attend athletic events, lectures, seminars, symposia. That's one of the big ones. Of course, they want good health care. Everybody wants good health care. So how do you improve upon the health care delivery here in our area, in our parish? Another one is education. Certainly education is a big, big thing for all of us that have children or grandchildren.
The Vision 2031 proposal kind of got out there, and immediately some folks within the community were against it. And none of those folks had seen the proposal yet. On Tuesday night, the police jury has the option to vote for this to be put on a ballot so that then the people can vote on it.
Yes.
You met with some of those folks yesterday. I know you've been meeting with a lot of small groups and, the chamber group. And you said the response in small groups has been really good.
Very positive. When individuals hear the whole plan and the presentation and they see what the community is facing, and I'm talking about the Ouachita community and those surrounding it, we're in an outward migration as far as population. We have to reverse that. Census data shows that by 2030, the drop in population of 25 to 64 age individuals will have fallen over 8,000 since 2005. That doesn't sound like a lot of people, but those are people who spend their money here, raise their families here, et cetera, tax base.
Well, and those are the young folks that have a future.
That's right. And those are the ones that are spending money on homes and cars and food and so many things. So what exactly transpired was that we went to the jury in December and gave a preliminary report. They read it in with the vote scheduled for Tuesday night, 22nd. There was information, of course, the press covered that meeting and described the potential millage. Individuals who were opposed to millage began to express their concern and their anger about it, certainly without knowing what the plan entailed and how it might benefit them and their children and grandchildren. We were not prepared, quite frankly, to do a large-scale information program simply because we did not expect to have to do that until it got on the ballot. Little were we to know that the police jury was so influenced that they feel they should not put it on the ballot. We have spoken with them on several times to field questions that they've had and some that the opponents have lodged as it relates to the plan. And, you know, I continue to be optimistic that reasonable people will do reasonable things for right reasons, even as we go into this on the 22nd.
This plan would do things like research. It would do things trying to establish our area as a medical hub, things like our community pharmacy and our dental clinic and things like that that really benefit the community. And this is over and above what a university normally does, right?
Correct. We have 9 clinics on this campus, Corey, many of which I would suspect many of our citizens aren't even aware of. But those clinics go from counseling clinics to dental hygiene to speech, language pathology to occupational therapy. Our pharmacists go into various areas and help people with their medications as far as scheduling and so forth. Our nurses are in schools and clinics around. So our students and our faculty are very engaged in the community. What we're proposing by this is to allow that to grow. And then to draw health-related industry into the area because the university is focused on that. So the intellectual capital based around healthcare and health sciences will be significant. With the our moving towards the medical school with VCOM, the anticipation of them beginning to accept that first class of students next summer, the timing for this is just right. Research, you pointed out, VCOM, last week's chamber meeting indicated that research dollars at Virginia Tech went from $190 million to almost $600 million since they've been there in 10 years. The VCOM came in here. They're investing $45 million in a building. They have staff they're bringing in. They'll be hiring everyone. They'll work 3 or 4 years after the building opens before they begin to break even on their operations. So that is an erroneous statement that's been made among several that's been made that has inflamed people. And certainly if you're opposed to a proposition, that is your prerogative, and I honor that and I respect it. But I would like people to have the facts.
Dr. Nick Bruno has been our guest for Lanyap. You can watch more of our interview at our Facebook page. It's easy to find at KEDM Public Radio.